Hi everyone, I'm Max.
And I'm Sunny.
And we're identical twins, which means
we look very similar. Even our dad gets confused sometimes.
To be fair though, he gets us mixed with our dog and our cat's names too.
Charlie, Sunny, Cookie, stop eating that shoe.
Cookie is our kitten. She bites a little when disgruntled.
Let's talk about other types of bits and bites. See what I did there?
Today we're diving into something super cool. Artificial intelligence. Or as grown-ups call it, AI. But what even is intelligence?
Yeah, like, are cats intelligent?
Is our dad in the control room intelligent?
Hey, I heard that. If you keep it up, I might accidentally unplug your microphone.
Just kidding, Dad. We know you're not intelligent. You know there are programs now that can write stories if you ask them to.
And make pictures from simple prompts. I asked one to draw a horse, riding a skateboard, while eating pizza. It's mostly junk, but it's almost as cute as watching a kitten learn to play. But could the kitten grow to be a tiger?
I think AIs are super smart computer brains that can understand and write like humans. AI can help doctors find diseases, help scientists predict the weather, and maybe
help us contact aliens.
But what are the dangers lurking in the unknown?
To help us find out more, we've gathered a team of experts to explain this weird digital intelligence to us.
Apparently, it will be a big part of our future.
The first of our hero experts to explain AI to us is Professor Barry O'Sullivan from University College Cork.
Professor O'Sullivan is going to help us understand what intelligence means and what artificial intelligence means. And how should we use AI and how can we make sure organizations make AI fairly and ethically?
How does your tiny brain understand the word ethically?
It was in the script and I got an AI to tell me what it means. Listen to this.
Ethically means doing what's right and fair. It's like the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. If you don't want someone to take your things, you shouldn't take theirs. Being ethical means making choices that are kind and honest. Does that make sense?
Dad, is that what ethically, ethically means?
It's spot on in this case. All right, boys, let's get this show on the road in three.
Whoa, two. There, Daddy-o. Let's play back what people think of AI before we start. We hit the mean streets of Cork to hear people's thoughts. Roll tape, Daddy-o.
What artificial intelligence is?
I don't know a lot about that, but I think it's something that you're going to help.
Do you think AI is our friend?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe no for me, because I prefer the friends real.
Can you recommend one cool AI tool you've used?
Siri and Alexa.
Can you explain what artificial intelligence is?
Artificial intelligence, it's I suppose it's trying to recreate the human brain in a programming format.
Do you think AI is your friend?
I think it is, to a degree, because I think it'll help us in the future to develop things that we're not able to do at the moment.
Do you think AI could enslave humans?
Possibly.
Imagine you had a super smart AI robot friend. What is something you can do that it can?
So be emotive, emotions. It wouldn't be able to do that.
I did in Star Trek.
Can you explain what artificial intelligence is?
I'm not so good at this.
Thank you, good people of Cork. Now, without further ado, here's Professor Barry O'Sullivan to explain what is intelligence and what is artificial intelligence and where it is in our lives.
What does it mean for someone to be intelligent?
That's a very deep question. So, interestingly, I'm not sure there really is a definition of what it means to be intelligent, but obviously we need to be able to make the right decisions at the right time. You know, you're trying to get to your bus on time, you'll make decisions about what time you're going to get up and when you're going to have your breakfast, and you learn all the time. Your intelligence allows you to learn. You get to go to school and the teacher does things on the board and you learn what they are, and your intelligence allows you to pick all of that up and then to use it at the right time.
Can computers think like humans do?
Computers can think in a way that seems like they think like humans do. For example, if you're playing checkers or chess or something, you can play, your computer might play the game in a way that you might recognize, but they don't think in the same way as you do. They're just programs that can do one thing very, very well.
AIs can understand and write like humans, but do they really?
Like these things called LLMs, Large Language Models. Explain large language models for kids, please.
Okay, so lots of people are talking about large language models at the moment, but you know, if you've ever used a phone, for example, and you're typing a message, you know the way the phone sort of gives you what the next word might be, sort of helps you out to figure out. So that's like a tiny language model that's helping you sort of figure out what the next word is going to be. A large language model is just, it's a computer program that can do that, but not just at words, but entire sentences, paragraphs, documents, and even beyond that. You can ask a large language model even to write those sentences in a style. So you might want them to be in Dr. Zeus rhyming style, like the Cat in the Hat. What the large language model does is it basically predicts, you know, what text should come next. When you ask it a question, just like if you type in your phone the start of a sentence, it starts to complete the sentence or suggest what the next word would be. When you prompt or ask a large language model a question, it tries to figure out, well, what's an interesting way of finishing that in that answers the question in the way you've asked it. That's all a large language model is.
Write me a short script with a style of Dr. Seuss.
The AIs, the AIs. They're quite a surprise. They crunch numbers and data before our eyes. They learn and they grow, getting smarter each day, but they still can't tell jokes in a Seussian way.
How do you teach a computer to be smart?
There's kind of two ways of doing this. So you can sit down and you can program the computer to be smart. So you can program the computer to play a game, or you could use what's called machine learning. So you could train the system, you could train the computer how to play chess. So if you think about how you learn how to play board games, somebody might just show you, you know, they might sort of, you know, might say, well, in this situation you can play this move, in that situation you can play that move. They might tell you what a good move is, they might tell you what a bad move is. And so you learn from those examples. So usually these days we make computers intelligent. We build AI applications by training them in a similar way.
Can AI understand jokes or emotions like we do?
No, not really. So AI doesn't really understand humor. And the reason it doesn't understand humor is that what makes things funny is that you kind of know about the world. You know, if you talk about somebody falling down, you might know how silly that looks and how funny that might be. AI systems don't understand that. They don't have that common sense or understanding of the world. When it comes to emotions, AI systems can understand some emotions, like if you're obviously very angry or obviously very happy. But again, it doesn't have the same understanding looking at someone, how their body language and how their face and how all that movement together might communicate an emotion. So the AI tends to be very bad at emotions and tends to be terrible at jokes.
What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear.
Coolest thing you've seen AI ever do?
What's the cool? Oh my God, that's a hard question. I think I've seen AI being used in surgery, so helping surgeons operate on someone. And so, like, the surgeon is basically has these joysticks, like there was a game, but within somebody, using very, very tiny needles and tiny tools, the person, it's been able to understand how the surgeon's movements translate into actually operating on the person. That's been pretty cool.
I could right now be sitting right here just with these kind of joysticks and be operating someone all the way in, like, Japan.
Okay, let's operate.
It's Operation the Wacky Doctor's Game, where you're the wacky doctor. Batteries not included.
Can AI help with schoolwork, like writing essays?
Well, it can. Now, whether you should use it or not is another issue, but you certainly can. So you could ask ChatGPT to write you an essay about something. You shouldn't. You should write your own essays. But you can use, AI can be used to help you figure out what you should study next. So imagine you're doing your maths homework. There might be something that you're very, very good at, and AI might be able to tell you, well, actually, you know what? You can skip ahead a few exercises. You don't need to do them all. So you could do that. You could also use AI to help mark what you've done. So you've written your own essay. So maybe the AI system could tell you, actually, that's a pretty good essay. But you shouldn't use AI to do your homework. You should do your own homework.
How do we make sure AI doesn't do bad things like in the movies?
So, over the last few years, there's been lots of attention paid to the ethics of AI. So people who build AI systems, what they should be thinking about when they build them to make sure that they don't act badly. Over the last few years, there's also been new laws introduced that control how AI can be used and given out to the public. So in Europe, in the European Union, there's a thing called the European Union AI Act, and that's exactly what it does. It's a law that controls how AI systems can be used and can impact ordinary people.
What's the most important thing for people to understand about AI?
That it's not magic. So at the end of the day, it's a computer program. It's a computer program that has capabilities to do certain things, but it can't do everything. And just because it appears smarter doesn't mean that it is. It's a program. It doesn't understand the world at all, and it certainly doesn't have these magical powers that some people think it is. So it's not like in the movies. It's not like this thing that's going to take over the world because it's faster and smarter in every way than us. It's just a program.
Well, I have one more question.
Okay, sure.
Do you think that this is going to be the greatest podcast ever?
I think any podcast you guys do is going to be the greatest podcast ever. And if this is going to be a good podcast, it's going to be because of you both. So thank you very much for having me.
A huge thanks to Professor O'Sullivan for teaching us about this most interesting topic.
So, let me get this straight. Artificial intelligence is when we teach computers to solve problems like humans do?
Yeah, kind of. But they don't have actual brains like us. They're just clever programs that basically eat the piles of data that humans leave online. Then once they've digested that enormous dinner of human data, they use it to make predictions of what might come next based on the patterns that went before. It's simple, really.
I loved the part where you explained how AI can learn from its mistakes.
Just like when we learned not to put my squishy toy emoji poop in the microwave.
And Granddad has not been your babysitter since. Boys, focus.
Next on our Cookie Bites,
Dr. Emma Clark from the Adapt Center. She's going to tell us about AI in our everyday lives. Maybe it's in your house or even your local McDonald's.
This is Sunny.
And Max.
Signing off.
This is Anne.